Well, hello, modern mystics, and welcome to Becoming Quantum, the Metaphysics of Miracles. I am Simone Wright, and this is Module 1 of Becoming Quantum. And I wanted to say thank you so much for joining me wherever you are in the world. We've got an awesome, awesome group of people in this class from every spot. Well, not from every spot, because then that would be a lot of people, but from every corner of the planet. Australia, New Zealand, the Ukraine, the United States, Canada, Germany, Denmark, where else? Sweden. Gosh, I'm just so impressed by the list of folks that joined us this time, which is evidence to me that this becoming quantum idea is really important. So I just wanted to say thank you all, as always, for joining me, for trusting me in this part of your spiritual adventure, and for being a part of this mini masterclass. I'm really excited to be sharing these important metaphysical ideas with you, and being able to help you take your spiritual practice to the next most important level. And this idea of becoming quantum helps us shape and direct our consciousness and be able to partner with the creative force in the universe in a really meaningful way. And the ability to go quantum is closer than we think. It's more elegant than we think. It requires a bit of understanding. We need to understand some of the concepts and the principles that guide it and direct it. But once we've got a grip on them, anything and everything becomes possible. So I'm really excited that you've joined me. So whether you're new to the spiritual path or you've been at it for a while, and I know that many of you are new, this is the first sort of mini masterclass that you've been a part of with me here at Modern Mystics. And I know that many more of you are old hats to the mystical game. So if you're new, then these principles that we'll cover are going to help you deepen your connection. If you've been at it for a while, it'll help you amplify your connection, take your mystical practice to the next level, help you deepen your connection to spirit. It'll help you recognize it more precisely. It'll help you learn to trust it implicitly as it helps you shape your ideas of miracle generating. And this inner capacity to become quantum, to engage, is going to help you shape more expanded levels of wealth, health, happiness, creativity, peace, well-being, prosperity, influence, success, whatever it is that is important to you, whatever it is that you are wanting to create in the world. So wherever you are on the path, whatever it is that you are wanting to shape for your future, whatever visions, goals, desires, dreams, aspirations you have that you want to shape as a part of your reality, becoming quantum will help you. You don't need to be a master to become quantum, but you do need to understand principles. And that's why I'm here. And there is a science to miracles. There is a metaphysics to the physics of miracles. And that metaphysics is what we would call as mystics is the language of life, and it is rooted in every ancient mystical practice. And this language of life is a language of energy, thought, word, and expectation. The idea of expectation, what people might call faith. And so if you've been drawn to join me to this class, it's evident that the expansive impulse of life and the quantum is moving within you so that you can generate greater levels of spiritual power and is inviting you to learn how to master them. And the universe does work in mysterious ways, that your consciousness is being reflected to you and for you. It is showing up for you in the wisdom of this class. Your desire to learn and grow is already materializing in the physical 3D world through this class and through your saying yes to it and through your signing up for it. And so the saying goes that when the student is ready, the teaching appears. And so you are not here by accident. You are already creating in the quantum. The request of your soul matched the desire of my soul to teach and share, and so we're already connecting and communicating in the quantum field. So the miracles are already happening. So for many of us, our relationship with metaphysics and the ability to partner with energy so that we can transform energy and shape energy is a bit frustrating and can be sometimes downright heartbreaking and aggravating and, you know, shame-inducing and all of those other things. And the misunderstandings of metaphysics and how to use consciousness to shape our reality can put us in a really profound state of confusion. And it can put us into a really powerless position in a belief that gets us thinking that the universe doesn't really want us to have the things we desire, because all of the sort of new age, newfangled, high vibration, thinking positively, all is love and light philosophies, concepts, and principles don't work. And they are incomplete. They lack a foundation of understanding. And so my intention through all of my modern mystics teachings, and especially through the Becoming Quantum class, is to transform those misunderstandings into wisdom that is elegant and effective and efficient, that will help you generate the outcomes you desire and even surpass them. So when we're rooted deeply in understanding and wisdom, our relationship with spiritual energy is completely transformed, and we discover our ability to shape reality is easier than we ever considered. Again, the metaphysics of miracles aren't super complex. They're not super complicated, but they do need to be understood. They do need to be embodied. They do need to be put into action through principle in order for them to be efficient, in order for them to work. So what I invite you to consider, and what I invite you to take a moment to investigate and to ask yourself is, if you had all of those understandings nailed down, if you understood the metaphysics of miracles, if you understood the nature of reality, if you understood the nature of the quantum field and were able to generate miracles, what would it feel like for you to know that that was possible and to trust your ability to generate miracles in your life, to be able to trust the universe implicitly, to be able to trust the creative force, to be able to know with complete and total certainty that your relationship with the divine was unbreakable and undeniable, and not in a fluffy, airy, fairy, all is love and light, namaste, we are all one kind of way, but in a way that was solid and real and grounded and backed by experience. What would that look like for you? What would that feel like for you? And what would you dare to create if you had that knowing? If you had that faith, not if you had the belief or you had the hope, but you had the knowing. And so that possibility is closer than you think. And we just need to get clear on some of the physics of metaphysics and start putting them to work in the right way. And so my intentions for you in this mini masterclass over the course of the next 2.5 weeks, over the course of this teaching module and the next teaching module and the 2 live coaching calls that we're going to have and some of the bonus stuff that we're going to have, my intentions for this class are to give you a really strong metaphysical foundation, to knock the fluff off of some of the ineffective New Age misunderstandings that keep you stuck and that keep you spinning your wheels. I want to be able to put more power in your hands to start your ability to shape your miracle-making capacity. I want to be able to help you deepen your partnership with creative spiritual energy so that it becomes something that you implicitly trust, so that it becomes a no-brainer, so that it becomes one of the most powerful and dependable relationships you've had ever. And those are my intentions for the course of our time together between now and December 21st. And the three things that we'll cover in this module, in module one, are the foundational ideas are our position in the metaphysical equation, where we stand in that dynamic. Second thing we're going to cover is how reality is generated. And the third thing we'll cover is engaging and making space for spirit to move. Now, we will dive more deeply and continue to revisit the metaphysics through the course of our coaching call. We will go deeper in module two and continue to deepen those practices as we move forward. But the fundamentals that we're going to cover today are really sort of the rich soil in which all of our metaphysics are built. And for any of you who have studied with me before, and for those of you who are new, you have probably gathered by now that I am a very fluff-free, no BS kind of teacher. And the reason that I can claim that no BS fluff-free status is because everything that I'm sharing with you, everything that I'm teaching you, I have had experience with. Meaning I've gone out into the world, had metaphysical experiences with instant manifestation of miraculous things. I've had experiences in the quantum. I've been able to reverse engineer this process in my own life. I've been able to refine what does work and let go of what doesn't work. So everything that I teach you, I have personal experience with. I'm not teaching you stuff that I've read in a book and I'm just regurgitating it because that's what everybody else is doing. Everything that I share with you, I have practiced and I have screwed up and I have gotten it wrong and then I've improved it and then I've refined it and then I've worked it out in my own life. So I'm really proud of that fact that as a metaphysical teacher, as a mystical guide, I'm not spouting philosophy and I'm not just repeating something that I've read in a book somewhere. In fact, I've actually read very few books other than mystical texts and quantum physics books and things like that. So this work that I'm sharing with you comes from experience, and that is what I want to be able to provide for you as well. Okay, so I am a no bullshit, fluff-free teacher. If it doesn't work for me, I don't share it. If it does work for me, I do share it. And so that's the power that I want to be able to give you with what we're learning here. And so these are some important things to know. When we work in the quantum, we need to develop a more mature understanding of metaphysics. And this requires us to let go of some of the naive understandings that we've been taught in the New Age. Naive is an understatement for some of them, and downright nonsense is a more accurate name for some other aspects that we've been taught. And so my goal is to knock the fluff off of some things. And so it's essential that as we do this work, as we dive into the quantum, because the quantum field is very, very powerful and it offers us massive levels of energy. And so we've got to understand what we're doing when we're playing in the quantum. And so as we do this, it's essential that we take a curious, investigative, experiential approach to our work. And so this is the boots on the ground, field-tested, yet deeply powerful and effective attitude that serves every mystic and metaphysician in becoming miracle-prone. So the tools that I'm going to give you, I want you to go and take out into the world, take out into your meditation practice, take out into your spiritual practice, and put them to work. Don't just trust my word for it. Go put it to work, okay? This is really important to me as your guide and your teacher, that you don't just believe what I say, and you don't just regurgitate it out in the world, but you put it to work, okay? Super, super important. This is what makes us powerful mystics. And so here are some important things for us to know. These are the no BS essentials of mystical practice, metaphysics, and miracle making. Really super important that we know these things. So write these things down. Everything we see, sense, and experience in the 3D world happens in the mind, happens in consciousness first. Number two, the 3D world has no creative power. It is an effect. Because of rule number one, that everything we see and sense in the 3D world happens in mind first, the 3D world as an effect, it has no cause. So how these essentials, essential number one and essential number two, fit together is mind or consciousness is the cause. The 3D world of our reality is an effect. Okay, so this is the idea of cause and effect. The third essential is we don't attract our reality, we project it. Again, you see how all three of these things, all of these things are fitting together. That mind creates the 3D world as a projection. So we don't attract our reality, we project it. The fourth essential that we need to understand is, and this is what's cool, is we don't need to vibrate high. We don't need to go into some other dimension. We don't need to knock ourselves into incoherence in order to engage with source energy. It's all around us all the time. And at every phase of our lives, the quantum field exists in this dimension, in this awareness right here for us now. Number five is the more we claim our position in the creative equation, the more powerful our position becomes. The more we claim our position as divine co-creators in the quantum field, the more powerful that identity becomes, and the more powerful the inherent energies that come with that become. The next essential, the more we let go of our 3D selves, the more access we have to quantum energy. So, and there'll be more important essentials to follow, but these are the six that I wanted to start with. Two, three, four, five, six. Yes, the six essentials that I wanted to start with. Everything we see, sense, and experience in the 3D world happens in consciousness first. It is a cause. Consciousness is a cause, which means the 3D world is an effect. And super important, we don't attract our reality, we project it. The more power we claim in regards to our creative position within the quantum metaphysical structure, the more powerful our abilities become. And the more we let go of our 3D selves, the more we have access to quantum energy. So I want you to really embrace these ideas as we step into the quantum. Those philosophies, those principles, those understandings, and those essentials will serve you well. And so there are three steps to the quantum process. The first is that we move into phase, meaning we become aligned, we become like the quantum energetic field. The second step is we release all that isn't quantum. And then the third is we affirm the ultimate reality. And so three very simple ideas. Move into phase, release all that isn't quantum, and affirm the ultimate reality. Today, we're going to focus on number one and number two. And then we'll continue to revisit and deepen all three of these steps through the course of our time together. But we're going to focus on the first two today. And then when we specifically go into module two next week, we'll start to affirm the ultimate reality, which is what helps us start to shape reality and generate the miracles that we want. The declaration from our soul that navigates us through these three steps is, our soul says to us, come up to us and tell us what you want. The come up to us is move into phase. Move into phase, become like the soul. Let go of your 3D self reality. And when you are willing to let go of that 3D self, you will automatically move into phase with your soul. And then tell us what you want, which is affirm the ultimate reality. So move into phase, release all that isn't quantum, and affirm the ultimate reality is the three-step strategy to creating a miracle. And this is the messaging of your soul. Come up to us. Tell us what you want. And then watch it happen. And so when we understand these three simple yet powerful metaphysical principles of consciousness, the ability to become quantum in nature, to shape energy, to give it form and permission in the 3D world, becomes easier and easier. And through the course of this process, we become more spirit and less matter. We become less physical stuff and more energetic stuff. We become less rooted in the past and more able to shape the future, which gives us greater access to the qualities of the quantum mind that makes miracles possible. And so before we dive into the work of metaphysically shaping outcomes, I want you to have a clear understanding of power, because we need to be able to feel comfortable with power. We need to be able to draw. We need to be able to claim power, put power behind our words, power behind our intentions, put power in our relationship with the quantum world, feel comfortable with the level of divine power that we are stepping into. And so it's important that we have a really clear understanding of what power is. Because if we don't, our attempts at shaping reality, our attempts at altering outcomes will fail. So power, mystically speaking, is the ability to channel, hold, shape, guide, and direct spiritual energy using mind, using consciousness as the container. And so in order to be able to do this, in order to be able to shape power, we have, in a meaningful way, we've got to be strong of mind, body, and spirit, or we will be vastly ineffective or even cause ourselves harm. There's lots of people who step into higher levels of spiritual energy, but because they haven't claimed their relationship with power, they fry their circuits, they become overwhelmed, they get sick, they have lots of physical problems, they're not able to handle it, they have spiritual crises. So this is really important that we understand our position of power. Because when we're starting to work in the quantum, we're stepping into vast levels of energy. And if we aren't stable, if we aren't grounded, if we aren't rooted, if we haven't claimed our position as a power being, then it's going to be really difficult to map or navigate or shape the power that we want and need, or the energy that we want and need to create the outcomes that we want. And so power isn't an external thing, nor is it something that we hold over other people. Power is an internal structure of balance, stability, strength, and order that allows us to be a noble conduit through which spiritual energy can move. Power is not something we have. It's something that we are. The Hoover Dam is power. In this image that we see here, you can see the imagery of the Hoover Dam here. That is the conduit through which a massive amount of energy moves. Behind the Hoover Dam is a huge reservoir of water. When that water is still, it is potential energy. It's not moving. It's not able to do anything. It's just sitting there as potential. When that water moves through the conduits, the doorways, the portals of the Hoover Dam, it becomes kinetic energy. That kinetic energy, that water that is moving, becomes a vibrant and vast energy source. And all of the energy that moves, all of the water that moves through that dam becomes electricity that can then be redirected and resourced to generate new forms of energy. So in order to convert potential energy that is rooted in the quantum field, the energetic invisible field that exists all around us at all times, in order to convert that potential energy into kinetic energy so that it can be resourced to shape outcome, we must be power. So think of yourself in this equation of taking spiritual energy and reforming it and reshaping it into physical stuff, is that you become a conduit of power just like the Hoover Dam does. And so when we work quantumly, we need to own our relationship with power or it won't work. And I've heard a lot of people a lot of times say, when we step into this idea of power and people misunderstand what power means, is they say, well, if I have that much power, will I become egoic? If I have that much power, will I misuse it? If I have that power, will I suddenly decide to use it over other people? Well, no. And for a number of reasons, you won't. Number one is because you are spiritually directed. You're spiritually directed. And number two, especially when we work quantumly, part of our work when we work quantumly is to remove the limits and the structures of self, to dissolve them, what people might call ego, so that when higher levels of power are moving, when greater levels of consciousness are moved through us, we've dissolved self. There is no more ego for this power to move through. And so the possibility of us using this work to manipulate other people, to have power over other people, does not occur. So this understanding of power is essential. And this understanding and this ability to claim power puts us in a more direct relationship with spiritual energy in the quantum field so that we can shape it. So one of the first things that I invite you to do is, before we start any of our metaphysical work, is to claim your power. And how we start to claim power and how we start to direct the metaphysics of miracles is we start to affirm the nature. We start to affirm the nature of the divine field. We start to affirm the nature of the quantum reality. And we do that through claiming our power. And the way we claim it is through a very powerful declaration where we say, I am one with the creative power of the universe. Its will and my will are one, and its wisdom guides my mind, body, and spirit in all ways. This is an affirmation, a quantum declaration that I want you to start to practice. If it feels foreign, if it feels weird, that's fine. Just practice it. Over time, this declaration will start to feel normal within you. It will start to feel natural within you. It will start to feel like your authentic nature, because it is your authentic nature. But if you don't claim this power, then it's going to be really hard for you to rise to meet it when it starts to become available. So write this declaration down, post it on a mirror, start to practice it in your meditations, and start to claim this power now. And you'll start to notice how it starts to serve you practically immediately. So here are two very important principles to remember. We've talked about them a moment ago as it relates to the idea that our reality is shaped by consciousness. And so the deeper principle to remember is that the universe is mental, meaning it responds to our mind. It responds to our consciousness. The universe is a mental expression. And the second thing to remember is that our inner world shapes our outer world. Our inner world of mind and energy, thought and emotion shapes our outer world. So these two principles, and a principle is a law, 2 + 2 = 4, that's a principle. What you put in is what you get out, that's a principle. So the principle that the universe is mental, and the principle that our inner world shapes our outer world, those are laws, those are principles. And so the more mastery we have over our mind, our inner world, and the things that rise out of it that shapes everything, our emotions, our physical body, our outer environment, the more able we are to authentically shape reality, the more mastery we have over ourselves, the more deliberately we will be able to authentically shape our reality and generate miracles. These two principles are super, super, super important, because if we amplify power and we don't have a grip on ourselves, then just like Mickey Mouse here in The Sorcerer's Apprentice, we will cause a lot of trouble for ourselves and a lot of trouble for the world as a whole. This is a part of the reason why the world is in such disarray right now, is because we've been practicing spiritual principles without a firm understanding of self. And so a lot of stuff in the outer world is going sideways. So continue to remember these principles as we move forward. Okay. And again, these are principles. They are not personal. One of the most important metaphysical, mystical tenets to understand is that God, the universe, is no respecter of persons. He shines on the saint and the sinner, meaning what the ideas of what you put in is what you get out, is available for you and available for the dum-dum down the street. It doesn't care if you donate to charity. It doesn't care if you swear. It doesn't care if you don't pay your taxes. It doesn't care about any of that. So these principles are not personal. 2 + 2 = 4 is a principle. It does not matter if you are a good person or a crappy person. It's a law of nature. Okay? What you put in via mind and consciousness is what you get out via stuff in the physical world. Your inner world, your consciousness, is a cause. Your outer world is an effect. This is what's known as karma, cause and effect. And so the universe doesn't have a personal response to what you are doing through action. It responds to how you are being in mind and consciousness. And when we start to work quantumly, these principles are even more powerful. They are more refined. They happen more accurately. They happen more quickly. They happen more specifically. They happen with more rapid feedback. It becomes instant. When we understand these principles more deeply, our ability to shape the metaphysics of miracles happens far more, it becomes far more responsive. So this is why these important principles are crucial to understand. Okay. And another important principle is the idea of that in order to create new miracles, in order to step into this quantum nature, we have to be able to let stuff go. So there's an important principle of creation and destruction, and that when we create potentials for miracles, we have to be able to let go of, deliberately choose to let go of old levels of consciousness. And as we let go of old levels of consciousness, old levels of identity, old levels of thought, thinking, pattern, etc., we make room for spirit. So as you generate more power to become quantum so that you can generate new outcomes, the creation of the new will only happen if and when you can release that which is no longer in alignment with the things that you want to create. Let me say that again. As you generate more power to become quantum and generate new miraculous outcomes, those new creations will only happen if and when you can release that which is no longer in alignment with those new outcomes. So this is important to understand, because as you generate greater levels of power, as you go more into the quantum field, as you generate greater access to the creative mind of the universe, you are going to be asked to look even more deeply at your old limitations, at your old constructs and old beliefs and old patterns, old judgments, old limitations that you carry with you and that you've shaped, and be willing to release them so that you can make room for the new life that's emerging from within you. In order to go quantum, we have to let go of ourselves, putting it super simply. In order to make massive room for spirit, we've got to give it as much room as possible. And when we're able to do this, this is when all of our levels of identity start to engage with source. When this happens, we become Christed in our identity. We become completely integrated. There is no opposition within us. All resistance is neutralized. All levels of our being, self, soul, and source become one. All elements start to work together within us. Spirit and matter becomes united. We clear away all of the obstacles that have prevented us up until now, have prevented us from partnering with that non-physical spiritual world that exists all around us. So those understandings are crucial to us being able to move forward into the quantum identity. So our quantum identity, and so this little part of our work together today outlines our role or our position in the quantum equation. So for those of you who have worked with me before, this diagram, this self-portrait, if you will look familiar. And for those of you who haven't worked with me before, this portrait of you will be something new and interesting to discover. So this image that you see here on the slide is your quantum identity. It's my quantum identity. It's every human being's metaphysical diagram. And in order for us to start to access the quantum, in order to access the quantum field that shapes everything, the mind of God, if you will, in order to be able to move beyond the world of the physical into the world of the completely spiritual, we have to understand all of our energetic parts, including our physical identity that's rooted in time and space and matter, and our non-physical identity that is beyond time, space, and matter, The quantum exists in both of those realms, the physical and the non-physical. But where the work happens, where the metaphysics of miracle making happens, is in the quantum non-physical realm. But we have to understand all aspects of ourselves if we're going to truly understand our position in the quantum. So one of the parts of ourselves, the physical identity that's rooted in time and space and matter, that part of ourselves is called self. On this diagram, you can see it at the bottom of the equation here, the circle that is half black and half white. That is self. That is our identity in the 3D world. And that part of us has to follow the rules of the 3D world. It follows linear things. It says, I need to do A plus B plus C plus D, and it's going to take time in order for me to achieve things and create things. And I got to follow the rules of time and space in order to create stuff. That's the self. That's the part of you that exists at the bottom of this diagram, and we've all got it. And that part of us has to follow the rules and the physics of the 3D. Well, the quantum part of us, the soul and the sun, or the source part of us, which would be the sun in this equation, the source, the quantum part of us is not bound by those same physical rules of time and space and physical reality. And in order to create an outcome, you need to take certain actions, and you need to follow certain protocols, and you need to follow step A, step B, and step C, and it takes time. These quantum parts of ourself, soul and sun, don't follow those rules. And so this is a very important symbol that you are invited to become intimate with, because it is you. And this symbol is the symbol of our quantum progress. And we'll talk about that a little bit more here. So in order to do any quantum work, we begin in self. We begin at the bottom, the foundation that is rooted in who we look at, who we believe we are when we look at the mirror, what our history is, what our past is, what our belief systems are, what our wounds and traumas are. We do all of our work, we start in self. And that is essential to our work. And as we navigate through self, through wisdom and understanding of principle, through understanding the laws of metaphysics, we start to elegantly begin to dissolve the patterns of self that keep us locked in the physical 3D world. We have to start there. We have to dissolve the misinterpretations of self so that we can rise out of the 3D world and step into the quantum. And so the work where we begin, what we're focusing on today, is the work of making room for spirit. In order to make room for spirit to move, we do that in self. We do that in the 3D world. And so self is shaped by the 3D world, and soul emerges out of it. Self is shaped by the 3D and all of the experiences that we've had here, all of the awesome things that have happened, all of the awful things that have happened, all the people that we've met, all of the great people that we've met, all of the crappy people we've met, all of the beliefs and ideas and attitudes and everything that we've experienced in the 3D world, that is where self is shaped. As we step into the quantum, soul rises out of that foundation. So self is essential to the process. We can't and we don't want to diminish it. We want to use it and refine it. And so as we prepare our quantum work, as we navigate up this diagram, as we prepare, we stabilize, as we dissolve self, we stabilize our presence in soul. We move up the diagram into the soul, which is in the middle there. And when we stabilize ourselves in soul, we start to establish greater engagement and association with source energy, which is the sun symbol at the top. So the symbol of soul in the middle here is the representation of our identity in perfect balance between the spiritual and material world. That is where our power lies. Okay. And so this is why we have to really be able to claim power before we start to do this work, because if we don't, we will get discombobulated, our circuits will get fried, we won't be able to handle the greater levels of power that start to move through us as we move more into quantum. So soul is where we start to engage and associate with source energy, and where we start to stabilize between the spiritual and the material worlds, where those two worlds become familiar to us. And so it's only by understanding these levels of self, soul, and sun, which we call source, it's only as we understand these levels and doing what is required to move out of the 3D self, to dissolve the density of the 3D self, and move out of the 3D, that we can gain access to the quantum mind. And so it's at these higher levels of soul and source energy that we start to really connect with the quantum, where we start to really plug in our intention with the energetic flow of the quantum mind. And this process of navigating out of self, dissolving all of the patterns of density that exist there, so that we can automatically rise into soul and source energy. That process is a skill. That process must be developed. That process must be earned. It's not a given. It doesn't just automatically happen. If it did, everybody on the planet would be enlightened. Everyone on the planet would be a master. Everybody on the planet would be able to instantly manifest stuff. And so this process is challenging. It's very efficient, you know, there's only three steps, but it's not easy. Okay. So it's really important that we understand these levels and what we're doing. So we're going to walk you through this process and this understanding. So again, this is your diagram of you. You've got self, you've got soul, and you've got sun or source energy. We call the sun source energy. The 3D material world you see there is indicated by polarity, half black and half white. That indicates the polarity of the masculine and the feminine, the polarity of light and dark, the polarity of good and bad in the 3D world that is indicated by self. And then you see a line there that divides the 3D material world and separates it from the quantum spiritual world. There's a line there that has to be navigated, that has to be crossed in order to engage with the quantum. So you see there the 3D material world that's rooted in time and space. It's rooted in effort and doing. It's rooted in patterns of the past. It is completely conditioned, meaning it takes shape based on belief systems, judgments, traumas, occurrences, ideas of right and wrong. Again, this is why the imagery of the self is rooted in the image of half black and half white, right and wrong, good and bad, up and down, positive and negative, masculine and feminine, light and dark. So the 3D material world is completely conditioned, meaning it is rooted in all of the stuff that we've accepted, that we've claimed, that we've experienced, that we believe, that we judge, that we've chosen, is what shapes the 3D material world. It is what we would call in mystical practice, it is earth. It is the material realm. And there's a line there that divides self from soul and source energy. We call that line the quantum boundary. This is the quantum boundary that needs to be crossed in order for us to be able to materialize, manifest, make miracles happen. So everything that exists below the quantum boundary is rooted in time and space, is rooted in effort and doing, is rooted in patterns of the past, is rooted in our conditioning, and is considered earthbound. Everything above the quantum boundary is the spiritual realm. It is beyond time and space. It is pure consciousness. It is being in nature as opposed to doing in nature. It is the life force that creates and causes everything that we see, sense, and experience in the 3D world. It is completely unconditioned, meaning it is beyond belief, it is beyond time, it is beyond space. It has no structure of limitation, would probably be the clearest way to say that. And it would be what we call heaven in the creative force. And what we're doing when we work quantumly is what we're wanting to be able to do is we're wanting to be able to say through our own level of consciousness that our will and the will of the life force, where heaven, where things be done on earth as they are in heaven, where things that we want to shape in the 3D world are reflections of the pure consciousness, the pure being, the pure life force of the quantum. Jesus, in his quantum mystical state, said, "Let my will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And so this quantum boundary that we cross when we are doing our quantum work takes us from the completely conditioned identity of self and moves us elegantly into the completely unconditioned identity of soul and source. And so what we're doing in this process as we cross this quantum boundary is we are integrating matter and spirit. And again, this is what Jesus, the great quantum master, said when he said, "The Father and I are one." What he was saying there, the translation is, I have gone quantum. I have released all of the conditions of the limited 3D self. I've crossed the quantum boundary, and I am linking the power of soul and source and running it through self so that I can create miracles in the 3D world. So what we're doing here is we're blending these two worlds, the 3D material world and the quantum spiritual world, so that we can start to manifest the things that we create in the quantum world and make them rapidly, quickly appear in the 3D world. So this is what JC, Jesus, the great Christed one, meant when he said, "The Father and I are one." He says, "I've gone quantum," which gives us the ability to shape thought in the non-physical spiritual world and have it manifest in the physical 3D world, without needing the framework of time and space in order to do it. Okay, so that's a really important structure to recognize. And again, we will cover that more deeply as I give you tools and exercises as we move forward. So that diagram of you back here, self, soul, and source, or self, soul, and sun, that is you. So it's super, super, super important that you start to know that part of you, to know thyself, to recognize those three parts of you, that all three parts of you are, all those three parts of you are active in the quantum equation. The main difference is going to be, though, is in dissolving and softening and releasing the density of self that's carried in the 3D at the bottom of the slide, so that you have greater access, so that it's easier for you to cross that quantum boundary, that quantum threshold, to do your metaphysical work in the non-physical. So know thyself. The more you know this structure, the greater harmony, strength, and power you will have. And the oracle at Delphi says, heed these words, you who wish to probe the depths of nature. If you don't find within yourself that which you seek, neither will you find it outside. If you ignore the wonders of your own house, how do you expect to find other wonders? In you is hidden the treasure of treasures. Know thyself, and you will know the universe and the gods. So this diagram of self, soul, and source is the diagram that every metaphysical master understands, works with, and integrates in order to become miracle prone. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about this knowing of thyself. Dismantle each of these levels of you a little bit more before we start to go really quantum. So let's start at the top, the dot with the circle, which in this diagram is labeled as sun, but we would call it source. And again, this is inherent in you. You have access to this. The attributes of source mind, the personality trait, if you will, of source is being, where divinity, where God force nourishes your self-awareness. The very nature of the quantum field provides you, nourishes you with everything you need. It is constant awareness, meaning it is constantly aware of itself. It's constantly aware of its own power. It's constantly aware of time and space. It is constantly aware of what is happening in the moment. It is eternal, expanded, constant consciousness. It is source-centered and it is serene. It has profound emotional equilibrium. It needs no acknowledgement from an external force, an external source. It requires no approval from anyone or anything. It has perfect discernment. It is whole. It is complete. It has no opposition and no resistance within it. It is rooted in infinity. It has no time, no space, no material nature. Its foundation is rooted in being. It does nothing and it accomplishes everything. This is one of the, you know, this is where we go when we are shaping miracles. There's no effort here. There is no doing or struggling or striving. It is everything captured in the eternal void of no space and no time. It is pure creative power. And that is available, and you have access to that within your own personal diagram. The second one, as we move down the diagram, is soul. And the attribute of the soul part of you is subtlety. There's a very subtle balance and harmony here, where your soul nourishes your self-worth, which you're able to recognize that you are not above or below anyone or anything. Soul recognizes its unity with everything. Soul recognizes the connection to and through everything. Soul has a consistent awareness of this connection. When you are soul-centered, you are authentic. You are rooted in truth. You are rooted in clarity. when you are soul-centered, you are emotionally stable. There is no fear when you are rooted in soul. Soul, like source, needs little to no acknowledgement. The difference between soul and source is source needs absolutely no acknowledgement. From time to time, soul needs some acknowledgement because it's balancing itself between self and source. So from time to time, it needs to check in to say, where am I? Where am I? What part of myself am I coming from? And so that's the acknowledgement, the little bit of acknowledgement that it requires so that it can check in with itself. Soul has reliable discernment. This is the intuitive part of ourselves that we, if we have an idea, if we are we are able to check in, we are able to trust ourselves at, from the level of soul, our discernment, our ability to choose, our ability to be guided, our ability to be directed becomes more and more reliable. Soul exists in the present moment. Soul is the conduit of quantum power that gives us connection to that creative field of miracles. And it's very subtle. It's very nuanced. And it's very sophisticated. And it's very elegant. And it is the middleman, if you will, between self, the physical 3D world, and source, the quantum non-physical world. It serves as the middleman. And that's why the diagram, the symbolism of soul, the vertical line that goes up and down, that represents spirit. The horizontal line that goes across, side to side, that represents matter. And soul sits at the integration of those two position points. So soul, for us, is the position point, the conduit of quantum power. Which brings us to the bottom of the diagram, self. So, as I said earlier, in order to become quantum, our work has to originate in self. In order to get access to soul and source, we have to clear out the conditioning of consciousness, the conditioning that we carry around in self, so that we can gain access to the power that lays in soul and source. So in this module today, this is where we're going to focus. We're going to focus our energy in self. So many people, when they're doing their law of attraction, vibrating high, they're trying to manifest miracles, they're trying to shape visions, they think that if they go into super high meditative states or they vibrate high or they think positively that it's that shit's just going to happen. They immediately try to jump into soul and source without unconditioning, without refining self first. So if you don't refine self first, if you don't uncondition self first, or what people might call ego, if you don't decondition the ego first, you can do all of the vibrating high, all of the law of attraction that you want, but you're only going to be able to go as far as what ego, what self will allow. You'll be working really hard at all your spiritual stuff with little or no progress. And so it's really important that we understand that we've got to go in and refine self first. And it's important to understand that we can only create reality that's in proportion to our level of consciousness. So if you haven't, in order to generate quantum results, we've got to clear out the limits of self first, because we can only create realities, we can only create outcomes, we can only manifest miracles that are in proportion to our level of consciousness. And so if we're banging around in the conditions of self, we're only going to get so far. And so we talked about what the attributes, the personality traits, if you will, of source energy and soul energy are. Now let's talk about what the personality traits of self are. Self, ego, the identity of the person that you are when you look in the mirror, is rooted in the stories and the perceptions that you have experienced in the 3D world. Self is shaped by all of your history, all of your experiences, all of your trauma, all of your pains, your beliefs, your attitudes, your judgments, the experiences that you've had with people, places, things, religion, media, culture, gender, ancestry, history, our self is shaped by all of that. Each person on the planet has had massive amounts of experience that is funneled through self, and self grabs onto all of those experiences, good experiences, not so good experiences, neutral experiences, bad experiences, and all of that experience goes straight into the operating system of self and gets stored there. So you as a self are shaped by every experience that you've ever had. And those experiences, those stories, and those perceptions shape your reality. Everything you've experienced, good, bad, or indifference, is influencing your reality. Without hesitation, all of it. And what that history does is it shapes an inconsistent awareness. It shapes an energetic structure that is emotionally unstable, that tends to operate predominantly on a filter of fear. The self needs acknowledgement from others. It needs acknowledgement from the environment. It needs acknowledgement from social media. It needs to check in and say, am I okay? Do you like me? Do you love me? Is this good? Am I good? Are we good? Please tell me that I'm good. Because of these pockets of perception and pockets of history, the self has very unreliable discernment, meaning it doesn't know what is true or wise or beneficial. It takes everything personally. And we see this so much right now out there in culture. More and more people are more and more offended by more and more things. They can't walk out of the house without, having to be wrapped in energetic bubble wrap or tell people that you're not allowed to say something or think something or have an opinion about me, or I will have a frickin' nervous breakdown. That is self being very vigorously expressed. The reason that people get so offended is because self is running all of those stories, all of those traumas and experiences and beliefs and judgments, running all of those things through the circuitry. And so if anything comes up to challenge the self has a meltdown. The self hangs out in the past and the future. The self generates turbulence and opposition. The self is limited in creativity. And the self is comfortable in old patterns. So if you feel better replacing the word self with the word ego, you can go ahead. But this is the level of mind, the self, that is transformed, that we do our work in order to become quantum. Soul and source are already perfect. They don't need any refinement. Self is where the work happens so that it becomes a open vessel then into which soul and source can flow, which then helps us as individuals, me as Simone, you as Donna, you as Craig, you as Dex, you as Kirby can become miracle prone. We need the self, because we're here still in the physical world, but we want to be able to clear it out so that we have access to soul and source. You got to make space for spirit to move. And so as we refine our mind, as we release the conditioning of self, we start to see the world with quantum eyes. We start to see the world as it really is, the world as it really is unlimited. When we start to see the world with quantum eyes, our reality becomes a reflection of that unlimited perception. So as we start to do the work in self, the lenses of our perception start to get clearer. We start to remove all the schmutz of distortion. We start to remove all of the schmutz of self that is carried here. The inconsistent awareness, the emotional instability, the unreliable discernment, the turbulence and opposition, the limited creativity, the old patterns, we start to dissolve all of that, and we're able to see the world with no lenses, through quantum eyes, eyes that are unconditioned by the past, eyes that are unconditioned by our history, eyes that are perfectly clear. And these eyes that are perfectly clear can see and recognize the world as it truly is, abundant, prosperous, constantly renewing, rooted in good, rooted in expansion, rooted in well-being, in generosity, and kindness, and grace, and power, and life. And so when we start to clear our lenses, we start to release self so that we can see through quantum eyes. That's what we start to perceive. And that abundance and that well-being and that life force and that health and that creativity then starts to become our life. Right? So as we clear away the limits of self, we start to see the world as it is. Unlimited. Unlimited resources, unlimited relationships, unlimited access to goodness, unlimited access to creativity, unlimited access to health and well-being, unlimited. But we've got to be able to clear the lenses of perception in order for us to be able to do that. And quantum engineers are masters at clearing that lens. Quantum engineers are masters at recognizing the mental habits and the tricks that the self plays and releasing them, which gives them the power to more deeply engage with the quantum field and all of its abundance, all of its power, all of its creativity, all of its prosperity, all of its goodness, all of its grace, all of its innovation, so that they can start to deliberately shape their inner world and their outer world take shape in response. Okay, so the world as it truly is without our distortions is unlimited, but the world that most of us see when we're coming from the limited identity of self is limited. So we're moving. We need, in order to become quantum, we've got to be able to clear out this these levels of schmutz. And it's really not that complicated. It's really not that complicated. If you've been working with me over the course of the last few years, we've worked a lot on shadow. And when we work on shadow, that softens those distortions. When we do our shadow work and we meet the shadow and we integrate the shadow, that starts to clear away the limitations of self so that we can start to perceive a greater truth. And then what we're going to do here in this quantum leap is we're going to clear away the rest of it. And so as we start to become more quantum, the limitation filter that self runs and all of those inaccuracies of perception, it becomes the perception becomes clearer because the filter becomes softer. The filter becomes less active. The resistance becomes easier to move. And so as we become more quantum, and the limits of self become softer and softer, we're able to authentically perceive truth, perceive abundance and prosperity and well-being and power and clarity and creativity and connection and relationship and all of the things that lay at the foundation of the creative mind. And we're able to start to see the world as it really is. And we're able to start to see ourselves as we really are. The only way we're going to start to be able to perceive the world in all of its abundance, beauty, truth, grace, power, creativity, and all of those things that we want to shape, the only way we're going to be able to perceive the world that way is if we start to perceive ourselves that way first. And that's why self needs to be refined. And so as we do this work, as we start to become more quantum and erase these limitations, this influences our actions, it shapes our lives, we develop greater courage, growth, happiness, health, relationships, success, greater clarity of vision, generating beneficial outcomes, and we're able to do it beyond time and space. We're able to do it far more efficiently, far more effectively, far more powerfully, with greater precision, greater trust, and greater power. And so when we make the quantum leap into soul and source to help us create those choices in reality, it's like moving from becoming a light bulb to becoming a laser beam. And the reality of it is it takes the same amount of energy to power a light bulb that lights your living room as it takes to power a laser beam that goes from the earth to the moon and back. It's the same amount of energy. It's just more efficient. And this is what helps us create miracles in the material world. So that's the strategy that we're shaping as we integrate self, soul, and source to become quantum. We are shaping more room for spirit to move through us as physical beings. So the quantum principle that we're working here with here is spirit moves in direct proportion to how much room we give it. So in order for us to be able to materialize, manifest miracles here in the 3D world, we have to be able to create space in our 3D identity, which is self, in order for soul and source to do their work. So when there is, so based on this principle that spirit moves in direct proportion to how much room we give it, if there's stuff in the way, just like if there's logs in this river, energy gets backed up. Energy can't flow. Energy can't generate new outcomes. So this stuff that we clear out of the way is mind debris. It's carried in self that we've got to neutralize and release in order to gain access to the quantum mind. So think of looking at this image of the river. You can see at the top of the slide where all of that white water is backed up. All of that power and all of that energy is stuck. It can't move. It can't move forward because it's blocked by the logs that are creating turbulence in the flow. So what we would be able to look at this diagram, we could say, well, that's self. That self, all of those logs that are blocking the pathway there, that self, soul and source are up at the top. They're trying to move through that construct to be able to generate flow. But old patterns, old debris, wounds, trauma, belief, judgments, history of people, places, events, things are blocking that flow. And so the mighty river that carries all of that energy and all of that power to shape stuff downriver can't move. And so we've got to be able to remove this debris, this detritus, so that we can gain greater access to power. Okay. So as we move into the quantum, we remember that reality is a projection generated by self. So everything in your life history has conditioned you. It has become an energetic imprint on your consciousness that influences how you perceive reality and what you perceive in reality. Everything in your history has determined how much money you make, how much success you have, how much health you have, how much well-being you have, how much peace you have, how much influence you have. It shapes it all. And so self believes that all of these historical things that have happened to you in your life are real. And so it carries them around within consciousness, just like those logs blocking the river. Now, the reality of it is just like when we looked at that diagram of self, soul, and source, and there was that line in the middle that divided self, that quantum boundary. So all of the things that have happened in the 3D world, self has experienced, absolutely. Self has experienced those things. But soul and source have never been touched by those 3D situations. Soul and source have never been wounded, have never been broken, have never been dismantled, have never been offended, have never been traumatized in any way, shape, or form. No matter how traumatic the experiences we've had in our 3D world, no matter how poignant or influential or how beautiful or how awesome, those things influence self, but they don't touch soul and source. So the more we're able to recognize this, the more we're able to let go of and release all of those patterns in self so that we have greater access to source and soul. So remember the advanced principle that we talked about earlier, where we said everything in the 3D world is a created thing and so is an effect. Remember that? Well, from a soul or quantum perspective, all of the things that we experience in the 3D world are illusory in nature, meaning they are an effect, and so they have no ability to interfere with, to harm, or to distort our soul. Everything in the 3D world is an effect, and so it cannot distort our true nature. It can screw up our self, it can distort self, it can break self, it can wound self, but it can't touch soul. Our soul remains perfect and unconditioned. It's the self that becomes fragmented. It's the self that starts to perceive things in error. It's the self that starts that sees the world in ways that are false and limited. And this is what is meant by the mystical statement, as your Father in heaven is perfect. Essentially, what that means is, you are already perfect as the quantum field is already perfect. All you need to do is get away and you'll be able to recognize that. So when we're working quantumly, we remember the statement, be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. You say, okay, in order for me to go quantum, I've got to get self out of the way. And when that happens, all sorts of miracles occur. And so I want you to think of this process as a refining of mind. Think of it like a goldsmith. As a goldsmith further purifies 18 karat gold into 24 karat gold, it removes what is limiting. It removes what is not the gold. It removes the impurities. The goldsmith uses heat to refine gold. It removes the distortions, it removes the stuff that isn't pure so that the gold becomes more pure. 18 karat gold is less pure. It's less perfect. 24 karat gold is more pure and more perfect. So as we do our quantum work, we're removing the spiritual lead, we're removing the limits of self so that we can obtain greater access to soul and source, and we generate greater purity of being. And when we become quantum, we run more spiritual energy through our system. So we need to have this refinement because, again, think of that image of the water moving in the river and the logs being jammed up in the middle of it. As we generate greater power, as we generate greater levels of energy, we want that passageway to be as clear as possible. No logs, no blockages, no limitations, no conditionings, no distortions, no lies, no falseness, no error in our flow. And so this, as we refine mind, as we become more and more quantum, this refining of mind, this refining of self is essential. It's continual. It's an ongoing part of the quantum process, and we gladly do it daily. We don't just do it once and then we're done with it. No, no, we do it every day because there are so many layers of limitation that we're not even aware of, right? Some of them are so deeply subconscious. Some of them happened to us before we were even born. Some of them happened to us before we had developed the brain function to be able to recognize what was happening. And so we don't need to know what all of our distortions are. Some of them we are vibrantly aware of, and most of them we are vibrantly unaware of, and that's okay. We don't need to worry about that. We handle that in a very powerful quantum process. We're able to let go of all of it, known and unknown, recognized and unrecognized, seen and unseen, remembered and unremembered. We're able to recognize and release all of it. So ultimately, the goal is to shape a mind that is stable, still, peaceful, powerful, clear, balanced, ordered, precise, and unconditioned. The unconditioned mind that we can direct, focus, and use to benefit and serve our ability to generate miracles. And we do that by moving into phase and releasing all that isn't quantum. This is mastery. It's so interesting to me that you hear people talking about unconditional love, unconditional love, unconditional love. Well, unconditional love comes from an unconditioned mind. And the very nature of the universe, the very nature of the creative mind, the divine mind of God, if that's what you want to call it, is unconditioned. Right? And so anytime we're talking about higher levels of quantum power, higher levels of creative power, higher levels of divine power, it means it is an unconditioned energy. And that unconditioned energy is vastly powerful. It's huge in its energy. And we, the way that we start to navigate it, the way that we start to become, put ourselves in a position to work with it, is to move into phase with it and release all that isn't it. So this is what we do as we step into the quantum mind. So the quantum mind, the Buddha, who was a quantum master, said, we live in illusion and the appearance of things. There is a reality, and we are that reality. When you understand this, you see that you are nothing, and being nothing, you are everything. That is all. And then Buddha also goes on to say, to understand everything is to forgive everything. So to put this really simply, what the Buddha here is saying, the quantum master that is the Buddha, what he is saying is, we live in an illusion. And the 3D world that we perceive as a reality is an illusion. It is nothing. And when you understand that the 3D reality is a nothing, when you understand it, you can forgive it. He says, we are living in an illusion that we perceive as a reality. The reality we perceive is nothing. And being nothing, it is everything. And when you understand that our reality is an illusion, you can forgive the illusion. When you understand that reality is an illusion, you can forgive the illusion. And these words are really, really, really important. When you understand it, you can forgive it. When you understand it, you can forgive it. understanding. When you understand, you can forgive. When you understand that everything that's happened to you in the 3D world is an illusion, you can forgive it. And forgiveness in this state means to give forward, to release everything in ourself so that we can become unconditioned. So when we understand reality, we can forgive it. When we understand the self, we can forgive it. The self is not bad. It's not wrong or evil. It's just conditioned. It's got all of this stuff inside of it, all of this baggage, all of these memories, wounds, attachments, beliefs, things folks did to us or said, attitudes, all of it. So it's conditioned. And because it's conditioned, it's limited. It's not bad. It's not wrong or evil. It's just conditioned. It's forgetful of its divine nature. And so it creates difficulty for itself. And it carries within it all of the patterns and all of the conditions of the 3D world. And all of these conditions, they create our reality and the circumstances in it. And this is why we repeat patterns that happen again and again and again. We make money, we lose money. We get married, we get divorced. Then we end up marrying somebody else who does the same thing. We date the same person. They're only disguised as in different skin suits. We take 3 steps forward and 3 steps back. We can never get ahead. It's because these are conditions of mind that get in the way. And so, but what we understand is, if we understand that all of those things that happen to us, these conditions, these attachments, these memories, these wounds, we can let them go. We can forgive them. We can to give them forward, to release everything and hand them over to soul and source to be redeemed, to be exalted. We can, through understanding and forgiveness, we become unconditioned. We are able to release everything in ourselves so that we create more room for spirit. All of those patterns, all of those subconscious memories, all of those wounds, we are able to let them go. We are able to hand them over to our higher self so that they can be released. So here becomes an important question. What if, I want you to be curious about this. Just ask yourself this question. What if, be curious about what would change with this simple yet powerful shift in perception. Ask yourself, what if? Be curious about this question, these questions. What if none of the things that ever happened in your life, good, bad, or indifferent, had any meaning to your soul? What if all of your memories about people, what they did to you, what they said to you, what your parents did to you, what your family did to you, events, circumstances, scenarios, were errors in interpretation or meaning? What if all of the issues, traumas, betrayals, wounds, losses that you believe to be true or real were actually illusions and so have no power over you, and they never did have any power over you? What if all of your sensitivities, preferences, judgments, weaknesses, or vulnerabilities were all unfounded? What if your entire history was a dream and that you have simply remembered it wrong? If you could say yes to these ideas, that you're willing to consider these what ifs. These what ifs become the gateway to true healing, and these what ifs become the gateway to the quantum field. And this is what generates radical forgiveness. When we start to ask these questions, and if we can say yes to them, then the self and the ego starts to dissolve. All of those attachments, all of those logs in the flow of the river of source energy start to break apart. And so we start to let go of our attachments and our conditionings. We start to see them as illusion, and it makes them immediately releasable. We can forgive them because they never really happened to the part of us that is real. We can forgive them because they were a part of our 3D material self, and we understand that the 3D material part of ourselves is an effect. We can forgive them because they never really happened to our soul and our source, which is our quantum self. And so when we're able to release them and forgive them, we make space for spirit to move. But this forgiveness is considered radical because the ego and the self says that letting go of these attachments is a sacrifice, and so it will resist. The self likes to identify itself as all of these illusions. And so it becomes hard to let them go. But this radical forgiveness is true enlightenment. This clearing out of our being is what puts us in direct connection with the quantum. And it becomes the definition of as above, so below. When we become on earth in our physical skin suit, when we move into phase, when we become alike the quantum field, that's when wholeness recognizes wholeness. That's when perfection recognizes perfection. That's when well-being recognizes well-being, when prosperity recognizes prosperity, where love recognizes love, where abundance recognizes abundance, where kindness recognizes kindness, where creativity recognizes creativity, where life recognizes life. That's quantum engagement. And that's why that idea of giving forward everything. We don't want to handpick. We don't want to go, well, I release this and I release this and I release that, but I'm not going to release that, and I'm not going to release my sensitivities, and I'm not going to release my vegetarianism, and I'm not going to release my belief that, politics is good or politics. We have to be able to release it all. That is radical forgiveness. And so I want to ask you as we discuss this process of releasing everything, do you notice resistance around this letting go of your conditioning? And it's okay if you do, but are you feeling attached to your history, to your story, to your wounds, to your dramas, to your identities, to your successes, to your failures, to your creations and to your devastations? If you are, then that's fine. Just continue to inquire about the illusion of things and ask yourself if you're ready to let go of the limited perceptions that shape your life. When you're ready to say, yes, I'm ready to release it all, I'm ready to forgive it all, is when the quantum becomes active in you. As long as you stay attached to any of those patterns, it will be challenging. But if you're ready to say, yes, I'm ready to release it all, I'm ready to take all of my history and forgive it, that's when miracles become possible. That's when you become a wide open conduit for source energy to move. And so this is where we do the becoming quantum meditation, where we generate radical thanks and we give forward. And I'm just going to walk you through this process in this module. What I'll be doing is I'll be providing you a recorded guided meditation that you'll have by the coaching call on Saturday. But for now, this is a very, very, so you can use your own music if you like, or you can just walk yourself through it. But this becoming quantum meditation is very simple but powerful meditation. And so what I want you to do, how I want you to start, is I want you to practice with the thank you part of the meditation for a couple of days before adding the giving forward part of the meditation. So it will actually be quite perfect timing, because when we meet for the live coaching call, you will have had time to practice with the thank you part. And I encourage you to practice the thank you part for at least 10 minutes a day. And you can do it throughout the day as you wish. You can do it when you wake up. You can do it when you go to bed. You can do it while you're sitting at lunch, while you're waiting. You can even do it with your eyes open while you're sitting in traffic. It's very, very simple. It's very, very simple. And the reason that this meditation, just the thank you meditation, is so powerful is because the way we structure this meditation, it has no shape in time or space. So oftentimes you'll hear people say, well, you need to give thanks for, you know, give thanks for the things that you have in your life. Give thanks to God for all the stuff you have. Give thanks to God for, you know, the roof over your head. Be thankful for this. Be thankful for that. Well, that's fine and it's good, but it's limited. When we work quantumly, we are not being thankful for any particular thing. And we are not giving thanks to anyone or anything. We're not thanking God for our money. We're not thanking God for our health. We're not thanking God for the roof over our head. We're not thanking God for any of that. Because all of that stuff exists in the 3D world, which means it's limited. All we are doing in this meditation is generating the feeling of thank you. Thank you. Very simple. We're not saying thank you, God. We're not saying thank you, Father. We're not saying thank you, Divine Mind, for anything. We're just generating the feeling of thank you. What that does is it moves that feeling out of self because it's not being given any sort of structure. And why this idea is so important is that the quantum field, the creative field, is constantly giving. It's constantly expressing itself out. It doesn't need to receive anything. It doesn't receive anything. It's constantly expressing itself outwards. So in order for us to sort of hook or match that constant giving, that constant outward expression, is to align ourselves, we align ourselves with that constant outer expression by generating the feeling of thank you, of receiving. The quantum is constantly giving. If we put ourselves in a position of receiving, we do that by generating thank you, right? Somebody gives you something, you receive something, you say thank you. So thank you is the energetic code, if you will, that collapses giving and receiving. So this is very, very, very simple. All you need to do is take a few deep, relaxing breaths. If you have a meditation practice that you already use, that's fine. All I want you to do is generate the feeling of thank you. You focus on your heart space. You can continue to breathe until you feel your breath settle into a rhythm. Stay relaxed, present, placing your focus inward, and bring to mind the thought and feeling, thank you. Thank you. With your eyes closed, generating a relaxing breath, thank you. Again, you don't need to be thankful to anyone or for anything. In this quantum meditation, all you do is generate the word and the feeling. Thank you. And stay in this expression, in this, while you're generating this feeling. You're not generating any thoughts about what you're wanting to shape or create at this stage. No, we do that later. We'll do that in the later modules. All you're doing right now is becoming quantum. You're moving into phase with the quantum field. Thank you. And I invite you to stay in this expression of thank you for at least 10 minutes. And notice what you notice. Feel what you feel. And allow whatever emerges to emerge and be present to it. Thank you. What do you notice in your mind? In your body? In your perception? Feel what you feel, notice what you notice, allow whatever emerges to emerge and just be present to it. You may notice lights behind your eyes, you may notice your heartbeat stabilizing into a very coherent rhythm. Just notice what you notice. Don't try to influence or manipulate anything. Just be here. And before you leave the meditation, before you leave your 10 minutes, open your eyes and be present to your surroundings without losing the code, the tone, the field that you've generated. And go about your day from this position, from this quantum position of thank you. And notice what you notice. And then the second part of the meditation that you'll do throughout, as you progress and move forward, we'll always start with the thank you. But the second part of it is the giving forward. So we'll, and again, give yourself a couple of days to just work with the thank you before you move into the giving forward. We're going to add the second part of the meditation when we're ready to release, to forgive our limits of self and turn them over to our higher mind so that they can be transmuted and healed. So again, it's very elegant and it's very simple. After you've spent, 10 minutes in your thank you, you say, I forgive everything in my past. I understand it's all been an illusion. And my soul is and always has been perfect. I forgive those who I believe injured me. I forgive myself for my errors in perception. And I forgive the world for its expressions. I surrender, I release, and forgive all of it. I turn it over to my higher mind and I ask that all of it be forgiven so that I may live my true nature. I ask, and I know that it is done. Thank you. You'll spend time in this openness and appreciation, knowing that your request has been granted. We have to remember that the higher mind, the God self, the quantum mind that we are turning this request over to is us. It's not separate from us. It is us. And this gives power to the mystical statement, ask and it is given. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. So we start to develop a trust that our request for these energies to be released and healed, our request is granted. Notice what you notice. If emotions, sensations, feelings, visions, colors, memories, or other energies rise to consciousness, simply allow them to do so. Give the quantum space to move in you, through you, and around you. You are making space for spirit to move. Allow it to move. And then notice what you notice throughout the day as a response to this clearing. And as I say, I will be providing a guided meditation for you that has the thank you and the forgiveness part energized, so that you can just follow along and listen. But for now, just do the thank you part and prepare for the forgiveness part. And notice what you notice. So in the course of this module, we've discovered how, what our position is in the creative impulse, how our understanding of self, soul, and source is crucial, how we need to be able to cross the quantum boundary in order to be able to shape realities, shape miracles, shape manifestations, and how we have to be able to make space for spirit to move by clearing out, releasing, and forgiving all of the illusory ideas that self has. So take your time with these concepts. I was deliberate and I went through them very slowly and intentionally because they can be quite complex to grasp as we move forward in the live coaching call and the next week's teaching module. We'll go into more specifics about what the nature of the quantum field is, its identity traits of abundance and power and clarity and prosperity and well-being and life. And we'll start to talk more specifically about the metaphysics of how to start to engage, how to start to shape the ideas that we want to start to manifest in the world. We'll cover that more deeply in the coming modules. But the homework for this module is very simple. Be curious about the idea that the world and everything in it is illusory in nature. Consider the different levels of identity that you possess and that are active and alive and working with you now and always, self, soul, and source. And that how you right now are that divine identity, that miraculous creative impulse, you right now are the quantum mind. We just need to learn how to access it. And ask yourself the deep question, am I willing to let go of my limits of perception, my attachments to self, and forgive them and give them forward so that spirit, the quantum mind, the God force, the divine nature can move through me as me so that the Father and I become one? And when you ask yourself that question, am I willing to let go of my limits of perception or my attachment to self? If the answer is yes, then great. But if the answer is no, or if you notice resistance, then ask yourself, why not? What am I afraid of if I let go of those limits? What am I afraid of? What excuses will I have to let go of? What judgments will I have to release? What grudges will I have to forgive? What chip on my shoulder am I going to be forced to knock off? What levels of power am I going to have to be able to claim? What levels of prosperity am I going to have to be able to invite? What will change if I say yes? And only you can answer that question for yourself. Practice your thank you meditation daily for at least 10 minutes and notice what you notice. And as I said, I will provide you the thank you and giving forward guided meditation as a part of the work over the course of the weekend. And just notice what you notice. Keep a journal. Make note of your dreams. Pay attention to how you feel, what rises to the surface, and what, if any, anomalies, synchronicities, intuitions, or miraculous occurrences happen. And resist nothing. Resist nothing. If emotions or memories or sadness or joy or exuberance or spontaneous dancing or spontaneous creative impulse or desire to beat the heck out of a pillow come up, let it all move. Resist nothing. So the homework before Saturday is quite easy. But this Saturday will be our first live coaching call. It happens at 9 a.m. Pacific time via web call or telephone. I'll send you the details on Friday so you know how to join us. I encourage you to join me live to get your questions answered. We covered a lot, so you probably got some, you know, questions about things, which, of course, as I say, we will cover in the coaching calls and in the following, in next week's teaching module. But if you can't join me live, you can email me in advance. If you've got a question, email me advance at contact@simonewright.com. Please email me at least a couple hours in advance so that I can go, so that I know that your question is there and I can be sure to read it aloud on the live call, and I'll answer your question on the call. The call will be recorded, so you can get, if you can't join me live, you can get your question answered there on the call and then listen to the replay. So I look forward to seeing you live on the Q&A call. Take your time with this module. Listen to it. Investigate it. Be curious about it. Start putting some of these concepts into work, especially the thank you meditation, and just notice what you notice. So I'll see you on the coaching call on Saturday. Enjoy your time becoming quantum. And bye for now. Thanks so much for being with me, guys.